Being joined by AP Girls Track and Field Coach Alex Pollock. Hard to believe, but the first competition of the indoor season is coming up here on Monday when the Falcons go up to compete at Wartburg College. And Coach, thanks for taking some time here. Just kind of big picture for the program to start off here. You're coming off that fifth place finish at the state meet last year. Certainly a banner season. Is it kind of fair to say that that's kind of built some momentum for this program, allowing the girls to see, you know, how successful you can be?
Oh, no question about it. I think last year, you know, with as much as we had changed with our programming and how we went about our daily work, to have it end the way that it did, with us being at our best. I mean, every event at the state meet last year was at our best. I think that gave us a lot of confidence, not just for the girls, but as us coaches, the changes that we made, that was pretty good changes. So we're going to stick with that. We got a great group this year. With some really good leadership, and hopefully we can keep that momentum going into 2025.
Yeah, so just a few things about some of the events. Just taking a look at the relays that you had down at the state meet last year. A lot of returning talent. Just looking at some of the, yeah, like 4x8, looks like you got three of the four back. Same thing with the 4x4, if I'm not mistaken. Sprint medley as well. Two of the four back for the shuttle hurdle. So when it comes to some of those relays, looks like you guys are going to be in pretty decent shape this year, right?
Yeah, no question about it. Where we're at right now is and I don't mean this as a put down to anybody, but we don't have many elite track athletes right now. We just have a lot of really good ones. And, I think our depth right now is as good as it's been in a while. And every class has some really good talent in it. So the split with our classes is really good with just the overall numbers, the overall talent. And like you said, the girls that we have returning from those state competitors last year is really exciting. So I think we're doing the right thing. I think we've got the right people to do it, and hopefully we can keep the injury bug away and make a run at things again this year.
And then when it comes to some of the individual events, not that anything's really set in stone at this point, but what are going to be some of the areas for some of the individuals that you see that you're seeing some high potential here early on in the season?
I think if you're looking at the field events, we've got Emma Wolf back in the long jump. I think she took really big strides last year, and I think she's going to have a really good run at it again this year. She's motivated to do some things there. I think we've got some really good young throwers that we're excited about, some fast twitch throwers that are going to be able to learn and do some really good things in time. Whether it happens this year or in the future, who knows? But we're excited about that. For us, our hurdling, we find a method that we feel like it can be successful. And with the two girls that we have back from that state championship team, we're obviously looking at them to be better this year and improve, which is saying something because they were phenomenal last year. And if you're better at those two, then we can afford to bring two younger ones along or two more inexperienced ones along and maybe take our lumps early, but get better as we go. So we're pretty excited about that. We have the people to do that, which is pretty cool. Your 4x8s, we've got three returning. But the individual ones is like, we don't have elite, but we have really good. We've got the good hurdlers that can run in the 100-meter hurdles. We've got really good 800 runners. We've got really good 4x4 runners. And so it's just kind of like figuring out who we can afford to put it in the individual events and who maybe has to stick to the relays. And so that puzzle will all work itself out through the year. But we're excited because we know we've got the right ones, and time will tell where that ends up.
Yeah, so a couple indoor meets here on your schedule and some different events like the 60-meter dash, right, that you'll be doing. So stuff like that. So just want to get your thoughts on here. These are first couple of meets that you got going to Wartburg, looks like twice, if I'm not mistaken, right? Here the next week and then a couple weeks after?
Yeah, for sure. It's different. It's really different with a 200-meter track at Wartburg. And, the girls, every time you get done with a race, they're like, man, that felt way faster than it was. Well, a 200-meter track, you get around fast, but, for a 400, you're like, oh my gosh, I got to do another lap. That's crazy. But, we kind of use this first meet as just a, get the jitters out type thing, see where we're at. Some people think they're farther than they are. Some people think they're not as far as they are. So just kind of a gauge and figure out what we need to work on. I mean, hurdling, it's not going to be anything crazy. We haven't gotten outside yet. So, that's going to be a learning experience. Our throwers, we haven't done a crazy amount with that, but after that first meet, we finished the week of practice, and then we've got spring break. And so, we'll have workouts for the girls to do. It's going to be kind of put on them whether they do it or not, but I hope so. Because then when we get back from spring break, we got another indoor meet at Wartburg, and we're hoping that we're farther along in that meet than we were the first time through. Then we've got 2 weeks before our first outdoor meet. So it's just kind of like, it's in chunks, basically. Just trying to show improvement and not get overworked too early in the season, but really set us up for once the outdoor meets start. We're able to keep, working our times down, and God willing, with the weather situation, hopefully we can keep showing improvement out there.
You bet. Well, we'll certainly talk more here down the road once we get closer to the outdoor season. But any final thoughts you'd like to share before we wrap up here today?
No, just excited about the year. I think, we kind of hinted on it, but how we finished last year got a lot of people excited. And yes, we did graduate some unbelievable competitors, some unbelievable people. But I think they did a great job of bringing the others along with them. And, with that, I think the momentum and the excitement with this year's senior class has gone really, really well so far. So just excited to get rolling because we do have such a really good group of girls this year.
It's AP Girls Track and Field Coach Alex Pollock joining us on Radio On the Go Sports. Appreciate the time today.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.